This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Summit County is well known for its sprawling mountain vistas and world-class ski resorts, making it a prime vacation spot. But for the teachers, firefighters, and librarians who live and work there year-round, attainable housing is often out of reach. As KUNC's Nathan Heffel reports, county officials are trying to address the problem.
Matt Powers lives in the Wellington neighborhood in Breckenridge.
The philosophy of the neighborhood is cool.
Colorful Victorian-style cottages line a tree-covered boulevard that sits on a hillside with a stunning view of the town below.
You know, there's all these houses. They're built on greens facing each other to create this community space where kids and dogs hang out and play.
Powers knows that this is coveted real estate, not only because he's a realtor, but because this is what's considered to be attainable housing in Summit County.
So the average single-family home in Breckenridge, average sale price last year was just over $900,000.
In this neighborhood, the price of a similar home would be around half that. It's still not cheap, but Powers says it's attainable enough for the educated middle class that lives here full-time.
If you don't have the people to support the services that the visitors expect, you know, the town goes away.
And that's clearly on the minds of Summit County officials. Bill Efting is the town manager for Frisco, just north of Breckenridge. He says attainable housing is a concern in his community, too.
You know, and one of the difficult things in the mountains is you know, the percentage of employees that actually work where they live is it's probably 80% don't.
The reason? The middle class is simply priced out of the high-cost, low-inventory real estate market. And Efting says that's hard on the area's first responders.
A lot of cops and firemen live on the front range because their schedules are flexible enough where they can come up and work a 48-hour shift, especially firemen. And if they're working 4/12s, they can get, you know, they still have 3 days to be down there where they can afford housing, and they figure out something for the 3 or 4 nights they're up here.
Our staff's split in basically thirds.
Jay Nelson is deputy chief of the Red, White, and Blue Fire District, which is headquartered in Breckenridge.
A third of our staff lives in the Front Range. A third of our staff lives somewhere within Summit County. And our third of our staff lives in a neighboring county, Park County, Lake County, Grand County.
To help address the attainable housing problem, voters in Summit County approved the Summit Combined Housing Authority in 2006. President and County Commissioner Thomas C. Davidson says its goal is not to provide housing to seasonal temporary workers.
We look to the ski areas and we look to the businesses on Main Street to provide the housing for their line level employees. What we're really focused on primarily is housing for our middle class. That's that educated middle class, whether it's teachers or whether it's law enforcement or whether it's the managers in stores.
A number of attainable housing projects have been constructed in the 8 years following the formation of the Housing Authority, including Peak One in Frisco, Sierra Madre in Silverthorne, and Valley Brook in Breckenridge. But the inventory still remains tight. However, Davidson says all properties in the attainable housing inventory are deed restricted, meaning their selling price is regulated and only available to those that live in the area full time. They're not for a buyer, say, looking for a second vacation home.
Guy in the brown house right there, school teacher.
Back in the Wellington neighborhood, Breckenridge realtor Matt Powers waves to a neighbor down the street. Despite more attainable housing, he says it does take a certain type of person to make it in the county.
You know, I certainly have a lot of friends that scramble. Some people have two jobs. You know, some people work really hard in the summer so they don't have to work as hard in the winter. You know, there's a lot of different ways that people make it work. And, you know, I'm not sure that any one of them is perfect.
And more relief is on the way. The Summit County Housing Authority is purchasing land in both Silverthorne and Frisco for future developments. Details are still being worked out on price and overall design, but county commissioners say both neighborhoods, when fully built out, would have hundreds of attainable housing units. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.